VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia have renewed efforts to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria in light of a more volatile and complicated situation with the introduction of Turkish forces on the ground. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in Geneva. But Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters saying some narrow issues remain to be resolved.
And in the next days, our experts will be meeting here in Geneva to conclude the few remaining technical issues and to move forward in order to take the steps necessary to build the confidence to overcome the deep mistrust that does exist on all sides.
Meantime, Syrian rebels and their families began evacuating long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa, part of an agreement reached with the government after 4 years of airstrikes and siege that left the community in ruins. A car bomb blast on Friday in southeastern Turkey killed at least 11 police officers, wounded scores of others. Turkish authorities are vowing to retaliate. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the state-run news agency attributed the attack to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, a listed terrorist organization believed to be involved in a series of attacks in the same region. Somali security forces say they have ended that deadly siege on a beachfront resort in the capital, with at least 7 dead, they said there, as well as 2 assailants. Al-Shabaab militants claim responsibility almost immediately after that attack. The Al-Qaeda-linked group is waging a campaign to try to overthrow the Somali government in Mogadishu. This is VOA News. Today is a day of national mourning in Italy for the victims of this week's deadly earthquake in the central part of the country. Well over 500 aftershocks have hit the town of Amatrice, where devastation is wide. Sergio Perozzi is the mayor of Amatrice.
Con le scosse che ci sono state ieri, ma soprattutto questa mattina, la situazione
non... The mayor said the aftershocks have worsened, and in terms of the emergency, they have to make sure that Amatrice does not remain isolated or risk further help, he says, of being able to get help through to them. France's highest administrative court has overturned a ban on burkinis, the full body and head covering swimsuits worn by some Muslim women. The 3-judge state council ruled the ban dealt a serious and illegal blow to the fundamental liberties such as freedom of movement, freedom of conscience, and personal liberty. Marwan Mohamed is director of the Collective Against Islamophobia in France.
It's huge politically because it sends a clear message to the political elite that you cannot stigmatize part of the population just because of their religion, and it's not acceptable to restrict fundamental freedoms in a context of Islamophobia today in France.
The ban by officials of the city of Villeneuve-les-Bêtes alleged that allowing the swimsuit posed a threat to public order, a claim the court said was not supported with evidence. About 30 coastal towns have imposed the ban with the blessing of some high officials in the national government. Prime Minister Manuel Valls has said the swimsuit represents the enslavement of women. North Korea's latest missile launch brought a swift convening of the UN Security Council, but no united condemnation of Tuesday's launch. Fired from a submarine, the missile flew toward Japan. It is the first launch from a submarine and the most recent in a string of such tests and launch over the past few months in defiance of UN resolutions. All of this came about as the U.S. and South Korea carried out joint military exercises, which always have irritated Pyongyang. They see this as a rehearsal, they say, to an attack on North Korea. U.S. Food and Drug Administration has broadened its guidance on testing donated blood for the Zika virus, saying now that such blood should be tested before use. Previously, blood had only been tested in areas where Zika outbreaks have been reported. In the next 4 weeks, the blood testing will expand to 11 U.S. states. Zika has been found in Central and South America and on some Caribbean islands. Most of the 2,517 cases found in the U.S. are believed to have been contracted during travel abroad.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA1. On this edition of the program, we're going to give you a preview of the upcoming Detroit Jazz Festival as the Motor City comes alive with what has been called the greatest free jazz festival in the world. For the 3 days that are called the Labor Day holiday weekend, the holiday in the United States of America that celebrates the hardworking people of our nation, asking them to take a little time off. And if you're in Detroit over Labor Day, you're asked to come to Hart Plaza, right by the Detroit River, overlooking the river and in the distance, Windsor, Ontario. And at the Hart Plaza, with the Renaissance Center all around and the beautiful buildings of old downtown Detroit, wonderful jazz music by artists from all over the world happens, and it's all for free. I'll give you some more details on the Detroit Jazz Festival, and we'll talk to four of the artists who'll be playing in Detroit this year and hear their music as the show progresses. But sadly, we begin on a very sad note here on Jazz America, and that is to mark the passing of another of the greats of jazz history, the wonderful master of the vibes, Bobby Hutcherson, has passed away at the age of 75 in his beloved Northern California town, his home of Montara, California. Bobby Hutcherson was born in Los Angeles and has traveled all over the world. He recorded quite a bit over the years for the Blue Note record label, the famous jazz record label, recorded 40 of his own works, and worked on hundreds of others. He was, by all accounts, one of the most beloved players in all of jazz history. People loved to work with Bobby Hutcherson. Bobby Hutcherson came to New York City and followed his musical dreams there, but it was back in California on the West Coast where he did most of his work. I want to give you one of his most famous songs, written for his son, Barry, called Little Bee's Poem, maybe his most famous song, recorded in 1965 with the help of Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter, Joe Chambers, and others. We remember the wonderful master of the vibes, Bobby Hutcherson, here on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. Well, you know you are a much beloved person when someone writes a song dedicated to you, and that is the case with what you just heard. Christian McBride from his album Vertical Vision with a song dedicated to Bobby Hutcherson, the Wizard of Montara. This is Russ Davis, and as we look at the lineup of who's going to be playing this year at the 2016 Detroit Jazz Festival, we see a couple of very prominent names that stand out quite a bit. One is the master bassist Ron Carter, returning to his hometown as the artist-in-residence, doing several special programs. In fact, he'll kick off the festival on Friday, the 2nd of September at 7 o'clock on the J.P. Morgan Chase main stage right in the center of downtown Detroit. He'll be followed by the great band The Soul Rebels, and then the great guitarist and vocalist George Benson. Let's talk to George Benson and hear a wonderful song from him here on VOA's Jazz America as we celebrate the 2016 Detroit Jazz Festival.
When you play live, I mean, you've been all over the world and played a lot live. Can you give us just, might be a difficult question to answer, but a feeling of what it's like being on stage in different countries? Does it feel different in different countries, or is it always... Because you don't do a lot of smaller clubs now. It's bigger shows. It's more of a concert setting. Does it just seem like the large, dark, faceless person out there? Or do you feel some sort of personal connection and feel a difference in each individual country?
I find that there is a difference, but not much. People are, they have pretty basically the same desires. You know, they're family people. They like to have a good time. They're romantic at one moment, they're strong, they're sensitive at another, they're very protective about who they are and where they come from, they're proud of what they've accomplished, but on a particular evening where I'm in town playing my music, they come to see what it is they can get from George Benson. How can he enhance my life? And will he be the same George Benson whose records I have at home and that make my life a joy? Let's see. And so those are the things that I'm thinking about. How can I make this evening a special one for them and make this different than all other evenings? Because if it's the same concert that I gave last time, then they already got that. That's already in their head. I want to be that person and more if I can. Make this one a special day. So that's mostly what's on my mind. I find that basically the audiences are the same. They're looking for the basic same thing, you know. A good night out that'll make them forget about the problems of life and make them go fresh back to the house with new vitality.
You can do it, baby. You can do it, baby. Yeah. You can do it, baby. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got rhythm. I got rhythm too. Mm-hmm.
George Benson is a special guest of an aggregation of New York players on the album New Eurekan Soul with You Can Do It Baby. Speaking of doing it, they're bringing their sound from New Orleans to lead on for George Benson and play two shows at the 2016 Detroit Jazz Festival. Here's the Soul Rebels with their version of a Stevie Wonder classic for a little Motown connection. It's Living for the City from their album Unlock Your Mind on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
I've noticed over the years going to the Detroit Jazz Festival that there is a connection between the Motor City and the Crescent City, the Big Easy, New Orleans and Detroit. They love having New Orleans musicians come perform in Detroit, and that's exactly what'll happen when the Soul Rebels take the stage twice during the 4 days of the 2016 Detroit Jazz Festival, sounding as they just did here on VOA's Jazz America. More of the artists performing at the 2016 Detroit Jazz Festival coming up. But first,
I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And here's a message I've received with a request from Tawfiq Rahman, and he wrote to me to say, I'd like to request a song by the best collaboration trio. They are Lee Ritenour, Marcus Miller, and George Duke. The song is It's On. It's from George Duke's album After Hours. Thank you very much. I come from Bandung City, Indonesia, Southeast Asia. And I wrote Tawfiq back to tell him that I'd actually been to maybe his town. I was passing through on my way to Bali and through Jakarta and maybe had gone to Bandung City. And he said, you've got to come back. It's a wonderful place to visit. So I'll look forward to that sometime in the future. But right now, I want to play for you music from George Duke and his special guests with a song, It's On, from his album After Hours. Just for you, Tawfiq Rahman from Bandung City, Indonesia, listening to VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Stop loving you. I can pass you on the street, and my heart don't skip a beat, not much. So much my eyes wanna cry. You know it's funny. How I've stopped loving you. I can listen to your name, and it doesn't start a flame, not much. So much my heart wants to die. Now that you're standing here, baby, I don't shed a tear. This is just the rain in my eyes. And if I have proved to you everything I say is true, please help me believe my own lies. Funny how I stopped loving you, and it's funny I don't miss all the heaven in your kiss, your touch. You know I don't love you, not much. funny when you're standing here. Baby, I don't shed a tear. This is just the rain in my eyes. And if I have proved to you everything I say is true, please help me believe my own lies. Funny how I've stopped loving you. It's funny I don't miss all the heaven in your kiss, your touch. No, I don't love you. Not much.
There is always lots of jazz history exhibited at the Detroit Jazz Festival, and this year, 2016, is certainly no different. Freddie Cole, the great vocalist and pianist and brother of Nat King Cole, will be performing on Sunday night, the 4th of September, with the Detroit Jazz Festival String Orchestra, with a special presentation, The Cole Family Legacy, remembering Nat and Natalie, his niece, Natalie Cole, too, in the spotlight. This is Russ Davis. I certainly hope you enjoyed that piece from Freddie Cole, with Houston Person joining him on the saxophone. From Freddie Cole's latest release, He Was the King, dedicated to his brother Nat. Now, there's not only history and great performers from generations before, but also the newest generation. In fact, one of the gentlemen who was part of what was called at the time the Young Lions Movement. It was just about to turn into the 21st century, and in the last part of the 20th century, some of the great young players emerged to establish their careers, among them Roy Hargrove, the great young trumpet player. He'll be performing in two different settings. He'll be performing on Saturday, the 3rd of September, with his quintet and a string section, and also on the following day, Sunday, the 4th of September, with his electric band, the RH Factor. I talked to Roy Hargrove when the RH Factor was first released a few years ago, and this is what he had to say about that project. We'll follow that with some of their wonderful music from the album Strength, here on VOA's Jazz America.
It took 3 years to get out.
Really?
I made the record in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And more. 45 songs, 2.5 weeks. And it just kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Finally, 3 years later, it came out.
Now, you didn't have 45 songs on this record.
Yes.
So where is the rest of that?
It's still out there.
Oh,
it's in limbo. You know, I put 6 more out with Strength.
Yeah.
And then there's more. There's still more to come.
Man. Are you going to be doctoring with it, or is it finished? Everything's finished?
You know, some of it's done. You know, I'll probably have to work with it a little bit just to get it past the guard, the gate. That's how it goes. It's like that. But, you know, the wonderful thing about it is that, you know, they do give me the freedom to do it. They might tell me, okay, we'll just work on it a little more. And then I'll work on it a little more and then, you know, back and forth, and then they'll put it out.
See, that's what happens when you're the veteran and you're the Mr. Grammy Award winner.
It's all about how many records you can sell. If you're selling a lot of records, then you get more. They let you do more. They let you, you know, have more control over what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it's all about gauging how much creative input that you can have. Sometimes I do believe that it's cool to be open to suggestions, you know, because you never know what kind of what can come of that. Sometimes people might throw an idea in there, and it's like that one thing you need. Because you know, while I was recording that album, there was an engineer who just gave us one word, and it made the whole song almost. You know?
I got you.
So the whole project was just a celebration of the music that I grew up listening to before I started playing the trumpet. As a kid, my father had the whole I mean, he always had every record before it became a hit. So, you know, this is like, you know, anything from the Spinners, the Temptations, to Rolls Royce, Funkadelic, Parliament, all of that. Oh, so, you know, I wanted to do a recording to celebrate that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sort of bring it to, like, you know, what more contemporary artists that were of the same thinking as me.
And here's a taste of what he was up to with the RH Factor sessions. From the album Strength, Rich Man's Welfare, Roy Hargrove on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Hi, this is vibraphonist Stefan Harris, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Detroit this year, the airmen of note, the U.S. Air Force Big Band, with Stefan Harris joining them. More of our salute to what's happening in Detroit this year next hour.